Hey there, brother. This is Steve Horseman again with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for tuning in today. I'm down here at the barn again, patiently waiting for spring, still covered in snow here in Colorado. Today's video, I want to talk about that C word. I want to talk about that horrible C word that you should probably never use with your woman. And what is the C word? No, it's not the vulgar one you're thinking of. It's worse than that. And that C word is crazy. It's the indictment, the accusation, the finger pointing, the blame that she's somehow crazy. Why is that word so horrible for her to hear? Well, it's kind of like you hearing the word pussy. Now let's get to the bottom of this. Shame is the trigger for everybody. Brené Brown's research says that a man's deepest shame is being perceived as weak, not being strong, being perceived as weak or not enough. And so when we get called a pussy, it just incites us and it makes us vibrate with shame and anger, and we want to react to it. And usually if we're feeling like a pussy, it's worse. If we're feeling weak or if we're feeling down, if we're feeling not enough and somebody calls us a pussy, it makes us enraged and it makes us want to attack, or it may make us go away with our tail between our legs and sulk. Now, what happens when you call your woman crazy? Her shame trigger, according to Brené Brown, is that most women feel a sense of not enoughness, not good enough, not measuring up. And if they've had a lifetime of being told that they're irrational or stupid or not good enough, not pretty enough, not smart enough, not anything enough, and if that's vibrating at any degree in your wife or girlfriend, and you call her crazy, guess what you just did? You just triggered the deepest part of shame, the deepest hurt possible in her. And if she's feeling a little bit crazy, a little bit off, a little bit wacky, a little confused or whatever, and then you call her crazy, then you just poured gasoline on the fire, the internal fire of shame. Just like if I was to call you a pussy and on a day where you were feeling kind of like a pussy. So this is about empathy again. This is understanding that if you choose to use the C word just because you're feeling triggered and upset and angry, and you use the C word, crazy, to get back at her, what you're going to do is trigger in her the most basic type of fear and shame, which also fuels anger and resentment and then counterattacks. And then everything gets worse from there. Two people relating in the same house, both in shame, is the worst possible situation. So what is the answer? And you know where I'm going with this. You have to get out of your own shame. You have to become strong. You have to understand that you're not a pussy, that you are a well-rounded man of value who knows how to listen, how to communicate, how to be vulnerable, and also how to empathize with the fact that on some days your lady just doesn't feel like she's got it all together. And if she's feeling like that, and then you get triggered and call her that C word, crazy, you've just opened up Pandora's box. Now, I want to make a caveat here. Sometimes people really are crazy. Men and women both have all kinds of emotional and mental dysfunctions, whether it's bipolar disorder 1 or 2, whether it's clinical depression, whether it's borderline personality disorder, any other types of mental or emotional issues, real conditions, right? That's a totally different thing, and that's not what this video is about. We can talk about that later. We can talk about how to deal in a relationship with somebody who's really suffering from clinical, emotional, and mental problems. But that's usually not the main case. Almost every guy we deal with is dealing with a woman who has garden variety anxiety, garden variety shame that she's not good enough, and all she really, really wants to experience is a feeling of being accepted for who she is. The problem is when men are feeling insecure and immature and we feel like we're being attacked, the last thing in the world we are is loving. The last thing we are is accepting, and we become very judgmental and very competitive, and we find any way we can to get back at the source of our pain, which you think is her, but it's not. It's you. Our pain is always us. Nobody can make you feel shameful. Nobody can make you feel like a pussy. That's all inside us, and this is an inside job. This is why we're here, to help you get this stuff understood. So when you're dealing with a woman that you think has the C word going on, try this weekend to have a totally different thought. She's not crazy. She's sad. She's not crazy. She's afraid. She's not crazy. She didn't sleep well. She's not crazy. Her mom pissed her off. She's not crazy. The baby threw up, right? All kinds of other triggers that can make us feel anxious and agitated or annoyed, irritable. Those things are not crazy. But if we're a guy who wants to cut a woman down and make her feel like shit, we'll call all those things crazy just to get back at her. So the key here is for you to get in your own lane, for you to get strong, for you to get clear that you're not a pussy. There's nothing she could say to hurt you. She doesn't have any special power to make you feel like crap. And no matter what's going on, you have a role to get strong and clear and calm and confident and relaxed, just like the mountain lion you are. So when you see what you think is crazy, you understand that it's not. And the best antidote to crazy is kindness and empathy. When you see into what's really going on with her and she sees in your face that you get it and you don't indict her for being crazy, everything will change for you in that instant. I guarantee it. Remember, it starts with you. Thanks for joining me in the barn today. I'll see you next weekend. I hope that helped. Take care, brother. Bye.